in an overly structured and itemized day, what we're doing is overriding our innate intuitive skills of deciding what we need, what we're ready for, and how we're going to go about it. Welcome to The Shift, where we search for ways to do better by thinking better.
Whether you're going through a major life change, looking to deepen your understanding of yourself, or hoping to improve your relationships with others, The Shift is here for you.
We're your hosts, Isla and Yashar, an endlessly curious sister and brother team.
As certified brain-based executive coaches with backgrounds in medicine and management, we combine the neurosciences, performance psychology, strategic planning methodology, and mindfulness techniques to empower your transformation from the inside out.
Join us in conversation as we explore better ways to show up for ourselves and each other. Welcome back to The Shift, friends. Today's episode is on freedom and structure. Now, if you've worked with us in the past, you know this comes up a lot, but really it's a concept on how to optimize our performance by giving our brains the safety it needs, as well as the space it requires for its curiosity and creativity. So that's what we're going to tackle today. Yash, when we talk about freedom and structure, what comes up for you?
You know, my mind actually first goes to dog training, to be honest. And for those of you who don't know, I have a slight obsession about dog psychology and dog training. And the reason it goes there is because I find a lot of people struggle to help their pets, you know, behave in ways that they want because they don't focus enough on one or the other. And with our pets, with our children, with our work, with ourselves, the brain really does best when we have a predictable, sometimes even stringent structure. Also, what's baked in within that schedule is an opportunity to relax, let go, disassociate. And the two together, often with purpose or play attached to it, breed an environment for our brains, for our hearts, to grow, expand, and reach potentials within ourselves that are often not possible without that. And if we borrow from our previous episode that we did on creativity, episode 21, which we'll link in the show notes, we talk extensively about flow and what's required in flow. And as a quick reminder, the first step to getting into flow is actually struggle. And I equate struggle and structure together at times, because often when we want to embark on a challenging situation, we need to have that struggle and that structure in place to start getting through the quicksand, getting through the molasses, getting through the icky, sticky feelings of like, this is not really working out for me. You know, the cursor on a computer screen just blinking at us type feeling. And as we move through that inertia and build some momentum, that's when a lot of our best work, our best feelings, or our insights are actually generated.
So when we go through this episode, like all things we've ever taught you, will teach you, will work on you with, you will have your own degree to which this makes sense for you. There is no clear percentage of this is what works and this is what will work for you. That is not what's going to happen here. If you've worked with us in the past, you know that's never what we're going to give you. What we're going to do is ask you critical questions so you can ask yourself, what is your percentage? What is your fine balance? And what does that look like for you? Because the answers that you will need to do this in any of our work is answers that come from within your own knowing, you building your self-awareness and personal accountability muscles. And this is no different. So the two main questions when we talk about freedom and structure are these. The first question you're going to ask yourself is, what do I need to feel safe? In any given situation, context, partnership, relationship, project, program, fill in the blank, what does your body, your mind, your emotional well-being require to feel safe? Now, safety can look like many things, but it's really setting up reliable foundations that create something in your body that allow you to feel a sense of ease, that regulate your nervous system. So these can be rituals and routines that are really set up to help you thrive. The second question to this then becomes, what do I need to feel free? Again, for you to thrive, to be able to take risk, to push yourself in your stretch zone, to be creative, innovative, curious, what do you require for that freedom? What does freedom look like to you? Now, in both these questions, there will be the old ways of doing things And most likely, there will be the new ways that we're striving to do things. And so, like always, we're always working within your stretch zone to see how can you shift these to not strain your system, but to stretch your system to be able to evolve to that version that you are aiming for, that serves you better, that aligns with your core values. So an example that I always use when we talk about freedom and structure is how I like to go on trips. So I'm going to use this as my personal examples. Yours might look a little different, but for me, this is such a critical metaphor of how freedom and structure show up for me. So when I go on a trip, I require that the main elements be in place before. So I want the flight booked. I want the places we're staying book well in advance that provide kind of the foundation, the blueprint of what the trip is going to look like. So if we're going to be in several places, I kind of like those as almost like markers of setting up the structure of the trip. So our flight in and out is already booked. The places we're going to stay are already booked. And so that for me provides structure, right? We know we're going for 2 weeks. We know we're staying in these places. And I don't have to worry about our safety in the sense of, I know we have a way in and a way out and we have places to sleep at night. So that to me is how I like to plan a trip, knowing I have these clear structural things in place. And that provides me safety. Now, my freedom component on this grid is very large. I need a lot of freedom in life. It's how I thrive. So I require maybe more freedom than the next person. But what freedom looks like for me is that I don't like the rest of our itinerary booked every minute. That makes me feel claustrophobic. And it doesn't allow us room to explore and learn and kind of feel our mood for the day. So it's very rare that you'll see me go on a trip that's highly itemized, because for me, that leaves little space for curiosity and creativity, like I mentioned. So that's how I thrive on trips and exploring. I love to travel. So I know how that works for me best. I know what overwhelms my system and what allows me to have a great time. So I make adjustments to this plan to optimize the way my mind and body work with freedom and structure on something like a trip. So that's just an example to show you how that comes to play in a very practical way. What's an example for you, Yash, about where freedom and structure play into your life?
For me, I think of more micro examples. The example you gave was a more of a macro kind of outline of a scaffolding of a large event. And for me, I think of more micro examples of productivity with work, where I love using the ramp up idea, where if there's something that I know I'm not as excited about to get started, I give myself a time limit, as little as 5 minutes, maybe as much as like 20 minutes or half an hour, but probably no more than that. And I set a timer and I start working with the permission that after I'm done this structured 5 to 30 minutes of focusing on this activity, I have the permission, the freedom to move away from it and decide whether I want to continue this work or not. And so that's a micro example that I use, where once my brain knows that, okay, we're going to do this thing for this allotted time, and I have the permission to walk away from it, it relaxes me. It gives me, like, as you said, like an emotional relaxation and safety, that I don't feel like I'm fighting so hard to get started. And oftentimes, after those 5 to 30 minutes, I'm actually more into my flow, more into interest in doing it, and I want to work longer. Or I walk away from it and then I reset the time and I come back to it. If you're using this type of freedom and structure with work, one suggestion I would give is actually ask yourself, what is the one thing you're focusing on within those 5 to 30 minutes, let's say? Because often people will try an example like this or try an exercise like this and get swept away with multiple tasks. And those minutes are somewhat wasted and the struggle is wasted. You want to struggle on purpose. You want to struggle well. And so if you identify what is that one task, what is that one goal that you're focusing on, set your timer and get to work, that's what the structure really gets tightened down. And then, as I said, you have the freedom to walk away from it, and often you'll be surprised how much you get done in that time and how much your emotional feelings around that work will change as well. So that's an example I use quite often.
And I think the question will always be for you to look at your days and see what you're lacking. If you require more structure and what you have to put into place, or if it's overly structured and you need to give yourself more space and freedom, and what does that look like? And in things like routines and rituals, I used to do this a lot with my morning routine before, children were the my morning routine. But before it was, I would block certain hours before 9 or 10 where no one kind of have access to me. And so that was my structure component of like, I'm off until this hour so I can have a morning routine that serves me. But then I would actually allow my morning routine to be built on what my body needed at the time. So it was less about like, do this yoga pose, drink this, do this, go upside down, and go. It was kind of that would ruin the mood for me almost. It's so I set the space in the structure to allow for that to happen. And then I would wake up in the morning and ask myself, what would you like right now? You would like a cup of tea, great. And then what, how would you like to move right now? What does that look like? And that was, a self-compassionate way of looking at structure and freedom in the way that I was responding to my body's needs. So I think that's another question you would ask is like, how can you respond to your body's needs? Can you build space in which you are responding to your body's needs instead of forcing it to do things because you set it to a schedule that it has to do things? Again, that is required for you to move things along. However, I think in an overly structured and itemized day, what we're doing is overriding our innate intuitive skills of deciding what we need, what we're ready for, and how we're going to go about it.
One of the critical components of everything that we're discussing, what you just said as well, Ayla, is when we do this work, we have to be present to the moment, present to the part of the structure or the freedom that we're actually trying to achieve. Again, you can refer back to episode 21 with creativity. There are very specific gateways, if you will, to getting into deep flow or deep relaxation. And there are no quick and easy ways in. There are definitely easy ways out and to break that concentration and to break that flow. This reminds me of an Eckhart Tolle quote that I really like, and one that holds me my feet to the fire, because I know I can struggle by being half in and half out in different processes. And I have to use my mindfulness muscles to get me very focused on what is it that I'm doing. If I'm relaxing, it's time to relax. If I'm working, it's time to work. And there are, of course, moments in my day when I'm doing work that I'm deeply passionate about that I don't need any reminders and I just get right into it and it feels great. I'm specifically referring to this quote, to the moments where I need a reminder to do the thing I'm doing and stay present to that thing as a direct example of what it means to be successful in the moment. And he says, what the world doesn't tell you because it doesn't know is that you cannot become successful. You can only be successful. Don't let a mad world tell you that success is anything other than a successful present moment. And so, again, if you're successfully present to the moment, whether it's the structure, whether you want to call it struggle, or whether to the freedom or the flightiness, your words are yours to choose. At the end of the day, what you're doing requires your presence. What you're doing requires you to be with it for it to be successful. And once you actually give yourself that attention, then I believe you'll be more successful in whatever it is that you're doing, and your brain feels more alive and more in tune with the work that's being accomplished.
So I'd love you to take a moment today and go to your schedule, go to your calendar, go to your relationships, events, and projects, and take a moment and ask yourself these two questions. What do I need to feel safe in this setting? Where are my roots in this setting? What provides me with the rituals and routines and foundations that allow me to show up with ease and peace? Second question is then, what do I need to feel free? What is required for me to change or shift in my day to build space for curiosity and creativity, for me to take risks and do things outside of my comfort zone so I can see what my flight looks like? What is the fine balance of freedom and structure for me today? And as I build my week through and I look at my relationships and projects, keep asking yourself those questions. What do I need to feel safe? What do I need to feel free? And answer the call. Thank you for listening, friends. What shifted for you during this episode? We'd love to hear your insights. Write us with any questions, commentary, or episode ideas at theshift@mindshiftleadership.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, we would deeply appreciate a like and subscribe.
The Shift is brought to you by Mindshift Leadership, a heart-centered, evidence-based, mindset-powered leadership company, empowering you with the training to prioritize mental health, inclusion, and performance optimization.